Declaration of Independence. Think I could tell you that first sentence, but then I'm lost. I can begin to count the theories I've had pounded in my head that I forgot. I don't remember all that Spanish or the Gettysburg Address, but there is one speech from high school I'll never forget. Come on in, boy, sit on down and tell me about yourself. So you like my daughter, do you now? Yeah, we think she's something else. She's her daddy's girl, her mama's world. She deserves respect, that's what she'll get. Ain't it, son? They all run along and have some fun. I'll see you when you get back. Bet I'll be up all night, still cleaning this gun. Well, now that I'm a father, I'm scared to death one day my daughter is gonna find that teenage boy I used to be. There seems to have just one thing on his mind. She's growing up so fast, it won't be long before I'll have to put the fear of God into some kid at the door. Yeah, come on in, boy, sit on down and tell me about yourself. So you like my daughter, do you now? Yeah, we think she's something else. She's her daddy's girl, her mama's world. She deserves respect, that's what she'll get. Now ain't it, son? They all go out and have some fun. Now I'll see you when you get back. Probably be up all night, still cleaning this gun. It's all for show, ain't nobody gonna get hurt. It's just a daddy thing, and hey, believe me, man, it works. Yeah, come on in, boy, sit on down and tell me about yourself. So you like my daughter, do you now? Yeah, we think she's something else. She's her daddy's girl, her mama's world. She deserves respect, that's what she'll get. Ain't it, son? They all run along and have a little fun. And I'll see you when you get back. Probably be up all night, still cleaning this gun. Yeah, son, now y'all buckle up and have her back by 10. Let's say about 9:30. Drive safe.
No brag, just fact.
Nobody knew where he came from. They only knew he came in.
Uh-oh, here he comes again. Here's Cope with the shooting bench.
I still remember these words. Oh, it's plain that you're looking for trouble. Troubles would I try to shun. If that's what you want, then that's what you'll get. Cause cowboy, we're both packing guns.
You know what's good for you. Stay tuned for 100% Gun Talk, coming up right now.
44 spoke, and he sent lead and smoke. 17 inches of flame. Oh, the big one had never cleared leather. Beaten before he could start. A little round hole had appeared on his shirt. The bullet went clear through his heart.
The views expressed in the following broadcast are not necessarily those of Just Measured Radio or the owners or sponsors thereof. Any and all mention of laws, ordinances, or policies are not to be construed as legal advice or necessarily all-inclusive. The listener bears all responsibility in verifying this information. We advise that this broadcast may be inflammatory to those with thin skin, limp wrists, and room temperature IQs. Furthermore, the statements expressed by the host may contain information known to the state of California to inspire free thinking and may promote unexpected growth of testicles and backbone. Listener discretion is advised.
All right. right, here we go. It's time for the shooting bench. It's seven. Whoops, it's not. It's July 30th. I was trying to look at not 7:30. It's 8 o'clock, but it's 7:30 because it's the 30th of July and it's a Thursday, which is what happens around here on Thursdays. So there's a few things we're going to touch on that are not gun related here. We're going to bounce around a little bit. But there's Doc brought up a good topic the other night, just right as we were signing off here. He's talking about his SKS being adequate for. I think it was Doc talking about an SKS being fine for getting started here. So yeah, we'll talk about the SKS just a little bit. And we brought up another topic the other day about the angle of holsters as far as your presentation goes and whatnot. So we'll get into that stuff, and we've got some other things here. We're trying to promote our Arms Expo coming up here in October 16th, 17th, and 18th here in Sholo. It's going to be the same thing. It is what we call a preemptive strike here. Now, I don't think that what happened in Washington and Oregon has as much chance as a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest down here of passing. But just in case, we want to make sure everybody understands. So we're going to blow in here with a show very similar or exactly like the little one that I did a couple of years ago, where everybody comes and buys, sells, and trades, and as long as you abide by federal law. And actually, it doesn't matter if you abide by federal law or not. We don't care. We're going to put the posters and stuff out and the warnings and what federal law is, but it's not our job to enforce them. So it'll be entirely up to you. Edge of the Woods just joined us. Good to see you in here, buddy. I saw your message. Sorry to hear that. I haven't read it all yet. I just got part of it. But Edge of the Woods, you might want to. I know you've got some things going on here with the Medic Shack, with some videos and stuff like that. You might want to even consider getting a booth over here and promoting your stuff there. So we'll talk about that some more. October 16th, 17th, and 18th. Yeah, that's right, Doc. Let me see. Do you have a place secure so I can tell the vendors? I haven't got the place yet. I'm hoping that girl, I'll try to get a hold of her tomorrow. She's the go-to gal, Eager Beaver, around here that takes care of all that kind of stuff. So yeah, we need to talk about things. We've got a lot of work to do yet. And I know with everything that's been going on up there, and I've been covered up with, I had a government contract for some dry practice kits, some Glock dry practice kits, and that's been killing me. But, finally got half of them sent off, and, that give me a little bit of breathing room here, and then I've got quite a few single civilian orders that I'm trying to get caught up on. So hopefully by the end of next week, I'll be all caught up on these dry practice kits. I'm not advertising them too much right now because I can't build them as fast as I'm selling them right now. So, and yeah, we might be too basic. We may have Edge of the Woods come and do a class. That may be something. We'll have to talk about that and see if we can throw it in. That's a good long full 2-day class. Maybe we can get him to tailor something down. We'll have to talk to him about that and see what we can do. Okay, as far as other classes go, we have we're covered up with the Rendezvous and Young and Vernon Days and a few other little odds and ends of things here we're trying to get taken care of. Hopefully, we'll be able to take a deep breath and step back here pretty soon and say, well done. And me and Amy will go see if we can sneak away somewhere and get away from everybody for a day or two. Okay, let's look there. Now we're gonna tie all this in here in a minute. I don't know if you guys have seen this. There's a contest going on in Los Angeles right now, where two rival gangs have started this contest to murder 100 people in 100 days. And they're trying to, and I guess they're pretty serious about it. The cops are taking it seriously. The people that live in a certain area over there between Western and Normandy Avenues are taking it serious. And Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and all that, lots of it. Cops are putting more officers on the streets in that area. But the police chief said there, in spite of all that, there's no evidence to confirm the threats yet. But and this only this weekend alone, let's see, let me check the date on that. This is today's story. So this weekend, this last weekend alone, was one shot dead, 12 more wounded. There was last Thursday was a woman, two children injured after some guy with a gun, still haven't caught him yet, just walked up to the car and opened fire on him. Two kids and a woman. Now, if you just walk up to it, in my mind, and I may be completely off base here, but in my mind, where you just walk up to a car with a woman and two kids in it and just start blazing away, it sounds to me like they're trying to fill a quota here. That doesn't say that it has to be a person a day. It just says 100 people in 100 days. So if you got two or three a day, you could take a couple of days off or be done early or something. So that's what I get out of this. So then we have a senator in, I think he's in New York. No, he's in West Virginia. I can't believe that West Virginia has a rabidly anti-gun Democrat senator. But anyway, Joe Manchin is, he's put out a new TV ad challenging the NRA on gun control, and at the same time, waving around his signature rifle. There's a new name for this ad. It's called Common Sense. Comes after the NRA began running $100,000 worth of ads against this guy, attacking him for the, you know, working on the anti-gun, or I'm sorry, the gun control background legislation and all that. He's trying to do the same thing in West Virginia, basically, that Washington and Oregon has already done. Arizona and Nevada are being targeted by Bloomberg. I don't think they'll have any luck at all. I think they picked two very, very bad states to try to get that passed in. But this guy says, I'm a lifetime NRA member, but I don't walk in lockstep with the NRA's Washington leadership, this administration, or any special interest group. West Virginia, you know me. I haven't changed, and you know I've always fought for our gun rights. Well, this guy, using what appeared to be the same rifle in another spot, said spot called Dead Aim, challenged his own party on climate change and Obama's health care, and he shot a bullet from his rifle into the text of the cap and trade bill. Got everybody all excited here. The two ads use identical background music, although unlike the 2010 version, Manchin does not shoot the rifle for this most recent ad. He was reelected in 2012, does not face voters again until 2018. So the spot, he said, I believe that we can protect the Second Amendment and make our communities safer. I think most law-abiding gun owners agree with me. Well, the next story disputes that. This spot will start airing in West Virginia for a week at the cost of a little more than $100,000, matching exactly what the NRA spent on theirs. But now he's saying, July 28th, he's admitted his latest gun control push is going nowhere because there is zero support for his new gun control push among Republicans who control the Senate. He said the bill is not going to come back up. According to Bloomberg Politics, Manchin said everybody is on the record, which means Democrats are on the record for gun control and Republicans are on the record for gun rights. It also means that no senator who opposed Manchin's gun control in 2013 has changed his or her mind, deciding to support it, and then decided to support it now. So there you go. There's quite a bit more to that story, but I just want to say we have, on the one hand, we have punks, thugs out there that are trying to set a goal here, have set a goal to kill 100 people in 100 days. And California just passed, Los Angeles. It was Los freaking Angeles that just passed this law. Let me go back and find this here. In the state of California, you can't bring over 10 round magazines in there. You can't buy them new. You can't have them shipped to you. You can't have use them in any of the guns that you own. However, it is not illegal to own them. But in Los Angeles, where we have people that's pledging to kill 100 people in 100 days, and this kind of stuff goes on and goes on and goes on, and has for years and years and years, we have people that have taken your right to own. You can't even have them on your property, from what I understand about this bill. So, anyway, and then you have, on a completely different subject, you have the governor of Washington. And I think that I would enjoy twisting his head off and pooping down his neck. This guy is as sorry as they come. He is an absolute lowlife. And these people in Washington need to get on the ball here and get rid of him. He's killing you guys. We've all heard the stories about and seen the videos of the people that are selling the parts of these aborted babies, taking them and cutting them apart and selling the organs and stuff. And one doctor said it was for research, but they're still selling pieces of little people. And this is a government-funded, taxpayer-funded organization. And Governor Inslee said that he refuses to investigate Planned Parenthood selling aborted babies. Now, the fourth video just came out, I think today or yesterday, showing conversations and statements made by people that have absolutely proven beyond a doubt that this is going on. When this first came out, I thought that was a little bit, that sounds a little on the conspiratorial side here. Not too sure if this is a Alex Jones thing or what, but they've pretty well proven beyond a doubt now that this is, in fact, going on. That other plate sitting on the deal. I didn't throw it away because it's got stuff on it for the chickens. So I don't know where, we've got so many anti-gun bills and people and things going on out there, and then we have so many things that so much prove support private gun ownership, high-capacity magazines. And the biggest thing of all of that is some dentist killed a lion, and that is, that's just the worst right there. How in the world can this guy kill a lion? And that is so much more important than all these little peoples that are being vacuumed out and cut to pieces and sold and all that. So I'm, I'm just not impressed with this whole country, mankind in general right now. Just really not. Let's see what we have going on here. Five of the Tapcos, the only thing I've never been able to do is load them with stripper clips. Well, let's, I'm not going to spend any more time on the legislation and all that. That's enough for now. That's more than I wanted to do. But let's look at the SKS thing. Doc mentioned the other day about SKS being a fine little, and it is, fine little rifle for, especially for somebody just starting out, not spending a whole lot of money and I don't mean that, it is just for people just starting out, because it's a damn fine rifle. There's no reason that somebody that is, experienced and trained not to use one. All I meant was that is it's simple, it's rugged, hard to stop, relatively inexpensive compared to a lot of other battle rifles, and SKS is just not a bad choice at all. Now, the topic that brought this up was Tapco magazines, or magazines in general for the SKS. And if you're going to have detachable magazines, buddy, I'm here to tell you, Tapco is the only way to go. They are 100% reliable, 100% of the time. I've never had a failure with one. I do have a couple of complaints about them, though. I have dropped a couple of them loaded and on hard surface, and that little lip that locks it in place at the forward edge of that duck bill broke right off and rendered it completely useless. Now, as long as the poop hadn't hit the fan yet and everything is squared away, then you can simply send it back to Tapco. They don't care how, why, when you broke it. They will send you a new one, no questions asked. They have a wonderful warranty policy. And but, you know, at some point, that's not going to be available anymore. And when you break those, of course, the other side of that coin is they're cheap. They're way cheap. Right now, I'm not sure what they are, but I'm going to guess they're probably around $14. We have sold them down as low as I think 12, maybe even 10. I don't remember. But they're cheap as they can be. So there's no reason not to stock up on them. But I hate to stock up on something for the simple reason that I may break the other ones. You know, I don't want to have to be dragging them along with not a whole lot of choice of hope of finding them on the streets. Yeah, you will once in a while. Sure you will. But not like AKs and ARs. But I don't want to have a bunch of extras to tote around just in case I happen to break one. And the other thing that I don't like about those magazines, or any of the detachable magazines for an SKS, is that duck bill. I hate that thing. Wow. Of course, now, the thing about it is, if you if you have the magazine in there, they load just fine with stripper clips. I noticed that Ed of the Woods said he had some problem with his. Mine loaded perfectly normally. I didn't have any problem using stripper clips to load the 20-round magazines. But tell you the truth, I had some 20-round magazines. I still got a couple laying around here that I don't plan to get rid of. But I did go back to the Chinese, the 20-round Star magazine, Yakima Glock's talking about there. That is every bit as reliable as the Tapcos, every bit as reliable as the 10-round stock magazines that come with it. But the thing is, with the 20-round magazine, is that if I fire anything between 11 and 19 rounds, 11 and 20 rounds, I can easily keep that thing topped off with stripper clips. And it's not as fragile and ungainly as the Tapco magazines for replacing them. But what I did for a while is I took that 20-round magazine and I wrapped it up in cloth and I just put it in the bottom of my rucksack and kept it there just in case. Just in case, you know, the plastic ones, had a major problem. And if I had to leave them or if they broke or whatever the case may be, with just a few minutes time, if I could find cover for a few minutes, I could put that 20-round magazine back in there and load it with stripper clips and be ready to go. And as long as that magazine's in there and it's permanently attached, then even without stripper clips, it doesn't take very long to just take a handful of rounds and keep that thing topped off. So if you're loading them singly, then if you shoot 1, 2, 5, 7, 9, 12, whatever the case may be, you have room to load individual cartridges in there whenever you want to. So the Tapco magazines are absolutely reliable. They're great. They're a great product, a great warranty, but I'm still kind of a fan of the 20 rounds Chinese Star magazine. Now, I would run the Tapcos certainly before I would the 10 round stock magazines, just because I'm not a fan of 10 round magazines. But the Chinese, there are some 20-round magazines that are not the Star magazines. What I mean by Star magazines, they have a big Chinese star embossed on the side of it. And those are the ones that are flawless. They're perfect. They run very, very well. But there's some other imitations out there that don't have that. And it's the luck of the draw. Some of them are okay. Some of them are not. The 10-round stock magazines, as far as I know, are all 100%. So, I just never like you. You can't. There's not a good way to carry. To carry the additional magazines. You know, you can carry two or three or four of them. You put them in the right place. They're hard to, with those duck bills sticking out there, they get caught up on stuff all the time. And Edge of the Woods has got a good point here, and we did the same thing. We did this to hundreds of SKS, hundreds of them. We used to sell a product called the Aztec. It was the advanced Soviet tactical entry carbine. Huh. Is that pretty catchy, huh? You like that? Advanced Soviet tactical entry carbine. Yeah, I thought that was very cool. And that was it started out as an SKS. We put the Tapco collapsible stock on it, Tapco detachable magazines. We milled the bottom of the bolt down so that you could insert and remove the magazine with the bolt closed, very important. Put tech sights on it. And what else to do? A flashlight mount. And work the trigger over a little bit. And they made some mighty fine rifle, mighty fine little carbines. And then we got to messing with the SKS, with the AK-47, and then created the Aztec II, which was the AK-47 with all the above modifications. We moved the other thing we did on the SKS and the AK also was move the charging handle over on the left-hand side. Much, much better. And we did that with the AK. The collapsible stocks, the flashlight mounts, and all the stuff to go along with it. And made very, very nice little guns out of them. I've still got two of them. And or I've got one, Amy's got one. So, the LB Sand, sorry, but we don't do black anymore. We all of the black guns, we have put something on them to make them where they're not black anymore. Black is out. We don't allow anybody in our group to carry black guns on patrols and stuff. Everything has to be camouflaged in some manner or another, or they don't go. Black shows up way, way too bad. We did a show on that a while back, and I actually got a video. One of these days I need to get that video edited and get it online here, if I can just find the time to do it. Anyway, the I got the my next advancement from the Aztec will be explained right after this. Join that sexy thing for living way out here on the Survival Circle Network. Yep, Amy's back on weeknights except Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time with an hour of trivia, fun, and interesting stories. Join her for living way out here. We'll be right back.
Okay, are you ready? Here's Corp Reynolds with another maximum dose of truth and common sense on the shooting bench.
They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell, and there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, holding them heels, and it's waiting for me there.
All right, we're back. Let me see what's going on here in the chat room before we get too carried away. That's cute, Yak. That's good. No, we did quite, and somebody said, who was it? Yeah, Northwest Heavy. Krylon works fine. You know, and I said back when we talked about this before, I said that, you know, you have to get over this emotional attachment here. If you're serious about this. Now, the thing is, too many people are not serious about it. They're serious right up until it comes time to do something. Make any sacrifices at all, whether it's, you know, standing with us at a rally or standing up for yourself or your kids. If something happens, or you know, actually putting forth a physical effort of some kind, and we found a lot of people that just weren't quite yet at that level of preparedness. But if you really believe that poop could hit the fan just about near any time, then you need to start getting your gear squared away where you can grab it at a moment. You know why they call us Minutemen? You know why they called us Minutemen in 1775? Take a wild guess why that would be. Because it only took a minute or so to grab everything they needed and be on the way. And you need to have your gear lined up and ready and say, okay, well, I forgot. You know, we went to FTX. This has been about a year ago. And had some kid showed up out there and got ready to go out on a patrol. And he says, wait, I need to fill my Camelback. And I said, what did you just tell me? Are you kidding me? You just come out here from town, you know, 12 hours ago, knowing what we were coming out here for, and you didn't have your Camelback full? You have got to be kidding me. If it hadn't been 112 degrees out there and whatever, then I'd have probably made him go out there without you. You should have thought about that before you left. But, you know, think about the things that you need. And one of those things is and I've looked at, when I first started being cognizant of this, I looked at countless videos and pictures and just still pictures from, you know, way back in, you know, Vietnam and even Korea. And, certainly as things, got you know, escalated here into Afghanistan and Iraq and all that. Looked at lots of videos and lots of pictures, and then I started looking at some of our pictures and our still pictures, and I said, wow, I never really thought about that before, but geez, look at, what's the first thing you see? And certainly it's those black guns. And, you know, even a handgun, the handguns that I take to the field are not black. The ones that I wear on the street are, but, well, I can't say that. The one I'm wearing right now is not. But, when I'm out on the street, it really doesn't matter that much. But, out in the field, I've got camouflage holsters. And I tell you what, right here in this room, right now, I've got about 6 cans of paint over there that are full. They get shook up every once in a while, and they're just there in case there's any last minute touch up or somebody shows up here that needs doctored up. Well, then we've got those cans. We've got the go down to Walmart and get the camo paint. It says camouflage right on. It's a dull black, a couple of shades of green, tan, brown, and it works really, really well. Now, the thing about this Krylon is it's going to scratch off pretty easy. But it does, you know, a little bit helps protect the bluing from wear a little. And if you can keep that touched up, put a can or two in your militia box, in your main gear deal, not necessarily carry it around in your backpack, but just the stuff that you keep back in the rear, and touch it up a little bit if you need to. And it doesn't go away quickly. I mean, you can get pretty rough with it, and even get some scratches and stuff on. Who cares? It's still camouflaged. Until you wear it all off and all the black shining through, then, you know, it really doesn't make that much difference. So you'll find a few places where it rubs when you're carrying it over your shoulder, or where you got it on a single point sling in front of you or something. You'll find places where it rubs off, and that's fine. It's not as durable as Duracoat by any remote stretch of the imagination, and Duracoat's not as durable as Cerakote. But, you know, if you've got the money and you got the time and you got somebody around there that you trust to do that, then do it. It does last a lot longer. I've got some guns that I Duracoated back in 2006, 2007. Never been touched up. The one I'm wearing right now was Duracoated in 2007, 2008. And I've never done anything to it. There's a little wear on it. You can see it. It lasts much better than the Krylon. So I guess that my point of all that was, if you're worried about not being able to Duracoat it because it costs too much, then just paint it, dude. It's not that much. Just go get some camo paint and paint it up. LB saying right there, they did an FTX with camo versus black. And that black, you know, somebody said just make mine pink or something a while ago. A little farther up the chat room there. And it doesn't matter. Pink doesn't show up any worse than black does, to tell you the truth. Black really, really sticks out. And as a matter of fact, maybe I'll... let's see. And if you... And the other thing, too, if you go ahead and do this once on any of your guns, make sure you clean them up good and degrease them. Get them... all the oil and everything off of them, make sure they're good and dry, and then just paint it. You know, and there's no there's no set pattern. It doesn't matter, guys. It doesn't matter. Just splash it around there a little bit, and you can touch it up a little bit as it starts to take shape. You know, but it doesn't have to match your uniform. You know, Duracoat is held to copy. I mean, what am I trying to say? Multicam. Multicam is held to duplicate. So it doesn't really matter. As long as it's, you know, two or three or four different colors, even if it's just a dull green or a dull brown of some kind, it's way better than black. But I'll tell you, solid colors really stick out. The a gray or a brown or a tan or a dull green of some kind, a solid color, yeah, whole lot better than black, whole lot better than black. But there's the green is the solid color still sticks out a little bit. All it takes is just just a little splash. You know what works good? You know, when you go down to Safeway or Walmart down there, you buy oranges, and they come in those plastic bags, and those plastic net bags. Get that and eat the oranges out of it. Dump the oranges in a bowl in the kitchen, and peel the paper, pull all the paper off of that, and put that over your gun, and you know, do a base coat on it first. Of whatever, a tan or a green or something for a base, desert tan maybe. And then after it dries, take that that screen net bag and put over it in places and use that and paint right through it. And it really models it up. It looks really nice. And it breaks that pattern up so quick, cuts down on a lot of painting. And I tell you what, it does a mighty fine job. It looks really nice. Not looks nice as in, you've done such a nice job painting it. Nice as, you've done such a nice job camouflaging this. It does a great job. Yakima Glock says there's some tutorials on multicam on YouTube. I'm sure there is if you want to go to all that trouble. But it's not necessary. It's just not rocket science at all to get that thing camoed up a little bit. B2 basic, I don't doubt that. You can probably shoot fast enough to outshoot the bad guy. Yeah, I'm pretty confident of that. That's why I gave you a certificate. Otherwise, I might not give you one. But, okay, there's... wait a minute, we got breaking news coming in here. No, we don't. Never mind. Another topic came up here, a month ago, 3 weeks ago, something like that. And it was kind of, I don't remember what brought it up, but it was about the angle of holsters. Now, we've had some very disappointed people a few times by making them get rid of their Blackhawk, their Serpa holsters, their CQC holsters. They're not allowed. I've noticed that most of your reputable, bigger named facilities don't allow the Serpa holsters. There is a small name facility that I used to work for a little while, a year or so ago. I noticed they've changed on their website there that the Blackhawk holsters will receive special attention. But because I had put that on there that they were not allowed, then they decided to put on there and say, yes, they will. You just get special attention. So disappointing, because a lot of the stuff on their website is, I wrote all the descriptions and all that. So if you see stuff on my website and then you go to another website somewhere and it all looks exactly the same, it's because I wrote it. And so that's why it's that way. So the angle of the holsters, we have what's called the FBI cant. And that's a forward cant to the holster a little bit. And at one time, when we were still trying to figure this out, we've really gone a long ways trying to make things better, faster, safer, more effective in all aspects of gunfighting, fighting period. We've come up with all kinds of different stuff. And one of those things back in the early days, back in the 20s, 30s, somewhere in there, maybe even before that, there was a guy named Tom Three Persons that created some holsters that had a finger cut out at the trigger guard. The idea here was that you, as you present the weapon, you establish your grip and your finger goes in the trigger guard right there, right now, before you even get it out of the holster. Now, we look back at that now and say, how stupid was that? But at the time, they hadn't figured that out. And, you can't just look at it and say, well, they had been stupid back then. Well, they'd come a long ways up to that point. There used to come a time when somebody handed you a gun and just automatically you put your finger in the trigger guard and nobody thought anything about it. When somebody got shot or there's an accident of some kind, then, all they'd say is, be careful. You shouldn't have done that. Not take your finger off the trigger, but you shouldn't have pulled the trigger. So then they got to where, okay, then we need to be a little faster, so we're going to cut this holster out here so we can put our finger in the trigger guard and start taking the slack out of that double-action revolver on the way to the target. Well, few people got their foot shot off, and quite a few rounds put down range way before the, way between the shooter and the target. And so they eventually they got past that and said, you know what, maybe this is not such a great idea. It doesn't take too long to put your finger in the trigger after the gun leaves the holster. Actually, even after the gun is pointing somewhat in the direction of the target, still, by the time you get ready to shoot, even if you're shooting from a close contact position up close to your body, the amount of time, there is zero amount of time lost putting your finger in the trigger guard. So it's just, it's so dumb to put it in while your gun is still not pointed at yourself. Doc says he saw a guy shoot himself with a pistol in competition. If you want to, I've talked about this before, back when it happened, talked about it quite a bit. But for those of you that may be new or haven't had the chance to look at it yet, go to YouTube and look up Tex Grebner. G-R-E-B-N-E-R. Tex Grebner will explain to you why you should not use that Blackhawk holster. Matter of fact, he'll go to such great detail to explain this to you that he had to go to the hospital to get the holes fixed because he was explaining this so well. So, anyway. But back to the angle of the holster. During this learning period of time, the FBI thought that they, and that's why they call it the FBI can't, that they, if the grip of the gun was pointed forward a little bit, that it was somehow faster. And then they had another one. I don't remember what the name of the other one was, who it was named after, but there was a name for it, where the gun was actually pointed to the rear. I mean, the butt, the stock of the handgun was pointed to the rear, just exactly the opposite of the FBI can't. And the FBI can't. That one really didn't make any sense either. So, if you're going to, the people that are fast and good, as far as I know, as far as I've seen, all of them have vertical holsters. And Mountain Shooter, the only reason I don't use Phobos is because 100% of them have that forward cant to it. Unless they've changed very recently, 100% of them have that forward cant to it. And that's the only reason. Other than that, Phobos is a pretty decent holster. They're not great, but they're inexpensive. They're rugged enough. They've got the newer ones, the most recent generation of Phobos holsters, much, much better, much more rugged, much nicer than the old ones were. But they still have that forward cant to it. The only one you can that doesn't have that is the one that they call the Roto holster, which has this little attachment there where you can loosen up a screw and rotate that holster in any direction that you want. And that's okay if you're mounting it in a vehicle or putting it on some piece of gear somewhere or something in an unconventional position. You need to rotate that to be where you want it to be. But other than that, it just needs to be vertical. It is a natural movement to pop that thing out of there. The cant, whether it's forward or rearward, is slow. It's awkward. That's not to say that there's not some guys out there that practice with it enough that they could be fairly quick with it, but it's still not natural. We can take people in a day, in a half a day, and have them going pretty well in that first day with their with a presentation from a vertical holster. And I try hard to encourage people to stay away from the canted holsters. But Mountain Shooter, I don't know which ones you're talking about. None of the Phobos or holsters are adjustable unless they've just come out with a new one, except for the Roto holster. And the bad thing about the Roto holster is it sticks way out, way too far away from your body, where the Blade Tech, even the standard Phobos holsters, are stay up pretty close to your body. The paddle holsters, the standard belt holster of Phobos, all stay pretty close. The newest ones, I believe they called them the Evolution. The Evolution holster was, it still is as far as I know. It's a pretty darn good holster. It looks good. It even has adjustable retention on it, which the standard Phobos holsters do not. I don't know how many inside the pants holsters Phobos has now. They had one for the Glock a good while back. I'm sure they have more now. But I didn't like it at all. I tried it, and it really sucked. But their standard, matter of fact, I'm going to bring that up here. Hold on just a second. Let's take a look at this. Let's look. There's, there's standard holsters. Let's see. There's the Roto holster. Don't like Roto holsters a little bit. And let's see. Okay, best I can tell, there's nothing adjustable on them except the tension. And the old standard holsters, it's not even, they don't even have, once they wear out, they're just worn out. But it takes a long time, especially with the plastic guns. You take the Glocks and the XDs and stuff like that with polymer or plastic trigger guards, they don't wear them out nearly as quickly. But you take the ones with steel trigger guards, and yeah, your Phobos holsters don't last as long, and there's no way to adjust them. But the Evolution series of the Phobos holster is adjustable, and it's a pretty fair holster, pretty decent. And if they could just do away with that Kent. You know, as they show it on their website, they show the gun vertical. And on this little spinning model here, it's vertical, but when you come around to show the back of it, the paddle still has the cant to it. So I think they're understanding that people really like that. Hopefully they'll come around and change that before too long and get their cant where it can. All right, this thing's not changed. I wanted to look at the newer Evolution series of holsters, but for some reason, it's not doing. Oh, I see. I wonder if my internet has gone away. I don't know if you guys can hear me or not. Let me go look at my chat room here. No, it says I'm connected, so it must have just been a temporary thing. All right, let's see. Let's try this again. Standard holsters. Let me check the chat room here and see. Well, nobody complaining yet about not having sound. So hopefully that was just temporary. Let's see. Let me look one more time. We need to sign off here, but things are not working right. So I don't know. I am having internet problems here of some kind. So I think I'm going to go ahead and sign off, get off of here. And we'll see you all tomorrow night for Liberty Lounge. And thanks for joining me.
A gun will travel, reach the card of a man. A knight without armor in a savage land. His fast gun for hire keeps the calling wind.
Okay, that about wraps it up for another PM edition of the Shooting Bench. Join me every Thursday night for 2 hours of 99 and 44 100% pure gun talk. Good night.
A chestnut of silver is his badge of trust. Legends that the flames men spin.